this is the Boston medium. Medium, not large, not small, but medium. Perfect size. You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Happy February. Happy Black History Month. Happy magical weather. Happy everything. Wah! Did you guys know that it was the day the music died yesterday? Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, Big Bopper. And you know what? I'm going to plan a whole show surrounding them next week because it's going to be a super party, a super day that they died, the day the music died, super party. And it has to be special. That's why I'm not doing it today because it's going to be extraordinary. It's going to be an extravaganza. It's going to be balloons. It's going to be confetti. It's going to be champagne popping. Oh yeah, we're gonna celebrate hardcore here. Ugh, I can't wait to play some Buddy Holly, Big Bopper, and Richie Valens. I cannot wait! Oh, hail rock and roll. Hail 1950s rock and roll, which this radio show loves so dearly. And speaking of some rock and roll, let's kick it off with some Eddie Cochran, Summertime Blues. Yeah. And I got some awesome vinyl this whole 2 hours. So let's hear it. Let's kick it. Come on. I'm a gonna raise a fuss. I'm a gonna raise a holler. About a working all summer just to try to earn a dollar.
No dice, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. Now, if you wanna use a car to go a ride next Sunday.
You can't use a car cause you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take 2 weeks, gonna have a fine vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, quote,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime
blues. future is sewn up. From now on, you're gonna be mine. So if I should smile with sweet surprise, it's just that you've grown up before my very eyes. You turned into the prettiest girl I've ever seen. Happy birthday, sweet 16.
people are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down.
Hello, and we are back here at the Paranormal Playground Sounds with your host, the Boston Medium. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio, and this is your host, Mariah Merlinite. Thank you for joining in. So this is actually a very special show, very emotional show, and I'm glad we get to have this, and I'm so glad that times like this exist, because this is what it's for. And last week we had our lovely guest Barbie here speaking, and I gave her a wonderful reading, and unfortunately the following Friday, this Friday, her son was shot in the head, and right now he is in the hospital. He is fighting for his life. We are all praying for him, and he has made progress, and it's a miracle, and we just hope and pray that the miracles keep coming in. There's so much to say about this, because I know what this is like. I have an older sister who has crossed over, and she was shot. She was shot in the head, along with my other sister, who was shot and killed. And so this is a time right now to connect with spirit, to raise the vibration, to believe in miracles, and to hone into this energy of love. And I'm so, so grateful that I have the opportunity to do this right now in the air. And I can send this healing out to everyone. I can send this out to Marty. And I hope his spirit can hear us all right now. I know he can hear us right now. His wife, Danielle, we are all here for you, praying for you, keeping you in our hearts right now. And your mother, Barbie, your whole entire family. Right now, we are sending this love to however this may turn out or this may be. Let's be with spirit. Let's be here in this moment. And let us be one. So right now, we're going to go into the healing portal. And we're going to send all this love. And everybody listening right now, I ask you to open up your hearts. Please open up your hearts to Marty and his family, and sending all your love this way. The absent healing, please hold them in your thoughts right now. We're hoping and we're praying he recovers 100%. And he is here with us. Right now, let's go in. Let's ground ourselves and imagine roots from your feet all the way coming down to the center of the core of the earth and tying tight. I can feel it. I feel beautiful spirit here. As we are here today, we come into the meditation and we are here one. We are here one with life, and we feel the essence of the spirit world coming in and embracing us. We feel that we are eternal beings and we are forever. Bring that into your head and bring that into your awareness, that we are always forever. We never die. We were never born. And we will never die. We just are infinite energy. And as we are here, we invite all of the realms of the spirit world to come. And they put a white light of healing energy around us. In this white, beautiful light of healing energy around us, we can feel the joy coming in. We can feel the high vibration and we can feel the love. There is no sadness. There is no sorrow. There is only love in the spirit world. There is only inspiration and laughter, hope, gratitude, pure awareness. We are here and we are not attached to the material world. We remember who we are as we come here in this moment of spirit, of angels, of the unseen. We remember who we are. And we can see all of our loved ones coming in. We can see all of our loved ones embracing us. We can feel ourselves lifted in the highest beautiful vibration. Oh, feel that magnificence. Feel how wonderful it is to be free, free of suffering, free of any pain. See, we're going to leave all of that right now. We're going to leave any anxieties, any fear we may have. Oh, infinite spirit, we are here and we're going to leave all of that because we are coming back and we are remembering who we are. And when we are spirit, there is no such thing. There is no such thing as limitation. There is no such thing as death. There is no such thing as suffering and heartache. There is only the infinite possibility of the light that keeps getting brighter and brighter. Feel the healing. Take a nice deep breath in and out. We open up and you can see all of your loved ones here. You can see all of your loved ones coming in, cheering you on, giving you hugs, playing, laughing. They see you. They see exactly who you are. You dance in this happy vibration. All of a sudden, you become childlike and you dance in this plentitude. See yourself in this rich green field. And the sunshine is shining bright. And this field is full of all of your loved ones who came to cheer you on. All of your loved ones to tell you there is nothing to fear. You are taken care of. For life in this world on earth is a temporary experience. And the reality is forever. So you are forever and you are eternal being. That is the reality. And when we cross over, and we will all cross over one day, on the other side, there is the afterlife. And in that afterlife, all of your loved ones are still here. They never go away. We're here celebrating life. We are here celebrating today. We are here celebrating how magical this moment right here, right now is. And we are receiving the healing. Say yes, I am receiving the healing, wonderful spirit. I am here with you. You can see your loved ones dancing. You can see your loved ones smiling and laughing and playing because you have graduated and you are in the awareness of knowing who you truly are and what this reality truly is. You see the sunshine, you see the butterflies, you see the birds, you see the trees. Oh, you are here. You are powerful today. We are powerful today, and we send this healing out. As we get this power, every single one of you, everyone who's listening right now, Spirit is filling you with power. Spirit is filling you with that awareness of your higher self. Spirit is saying, You have this. You are a healer. Every single one of you, you are a healer. You have the ability to heal. You have the ability to love. You have the ability to create miracles. Every single one of you, your vibration matters. You all matter. You all make magic, and you are all God. You created all of this. So as we come back right now into this moment, I ask to send all this healing, please, Infinite Spirit. All of my loved ones who are here right now, let us pray. Let us pray right now for all those who are sick and need healing, all of those who are suffering. Please bring the power within me to send this healing. Send this healing, the absent healing right now, to every single person who needs this in this moment. Send this healing to Marty right now. Please have him receive this. Receive this healing. The miracle of loving spirit, bringing perfect well-being, harmony, love, joy. And helping him to heal. Help him to heal. Help Barbie right now in her emotional state get through this. Send this healing to Danielle and their whole family. Help him to make a speedy recovery and to bring the white light around their entire family right now. Protect them, protect all of them right now in this moment. Thank you so much, Spirit, for this. Thank you so much. Thank you for this love. It is done, it is done. I ask you, Infinite Spirit, God, please continue to send this healing to Marty. Send it his way. Send this healing to the world. Send this healing to where there is hurt and heartache. Send this healing to those who have no one to love them. Healing to every single soul suffering. Let us be here in the presence and rejoice. And I give grateful thanks. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Infinite Spirit. Thank you for letting me be of service. Please send this healing and let it reach every single person who needs it right now. I accept the miracles and let the miracles in. And when you're ready, please open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. Oh, I'm feeling the love. I have so much gratitude right now. I'm so gratitude. And I hope you heard this. I hope you heard this, Barbie. And we're praying for you. We're all praying for you. We love you so much. So much love coming your way. So much love already here. Oh, wow. I'm speechless right now. I'm speechless. I just have to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, let's play some happy, happy tunes because it is a we're rejoicing. We're celebrating. It is done. The healing's done. We're celebrating. We are here. Oh, Lord. I'm loving it. All right. Please stay tuned. I'm here from 1 to 3. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds. We just did our guided meditation and sending absent healing. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Okay. Let me see something that's going to be really good. Okay. I have to do this. It's time for some Frankie Lyman. Yeah, Frankie Lyman's going to put us in a really good mood. I know you all love it. Why do fools fall in love?
was a hermit named Fred who kept a dead horse in his cave. And everyone said to Fred, Fred, how come you keep a dead horse in your cave? And he said, well,
everybody loves a nut. The whole world loves a weirdo.
Brains are in a rut, but everybody loves a nut. A Columbia man named Frank had a tiger named Hank. He tried to put Hank in his tank. Guess what happened to old Frank? When they picked up the teeth, hair, and eyeballs and erected a tombstone, it read,
everybody loves a nut. The whole world loves a weirdo.
Brains are in a rut, but everybody loves a nut. Another Columbia fella told Queen Isabella, I don't think the world is flat. Now, what do you think about that? And she said, you don't. And he said, no, ma'am. And she said, you get out of my queendom. And he said, yes, ma'am.
Everybody loves a nut. The whole world loves a weirdo.
Brains are in a rut, but everybody loves a nut. Everybody loves a nut. The whole world.
Well, all I want is party doll. Come along with me when I'm feeling wild. To be ever loving, true and fair. To run her fingers through my hair. Come along and be my party doll. She had blonde hair and eyes blue. Baby, I wanna have a party with you. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll make love to you, to you. I'll make love to you. To be with him, but when he's feeling wild. To be ever loving, true and fair. To run her finger through his hair. To run her finger through his hair. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll make love to you, to you. I'll make love to you.
One girl, let me be that one. sense, what to expect when you're expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Hello? That's actually our gang. Oh my God. That's too funny. That's, yeah, I was just playing that. So you are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. And we had some, oh, I'm so glad I could finally get some bluegrass going. Bluegrass vinyl, actually. Frank Wakefield. Wakefield, yeah. And the good old boys. That was Sally Ann. We have Book of Love. We had Soldier Boys by the Shirelles. And what is this? Buddy Knox, Party Doll. And before that, we had a Johnny Cash. Everybody loves a nut. The whole world loves a weirdo. Stranger in a rut, rut. Everybody loves a nut. So a lot of people actually don't know that Johnny Cash album, Everybody Knows a Nut, and that was actually a vinyl, so I'm glad I got to play that. I love playing the vinyl, playing the good old stuff, and good old stuff. And so we have, we're sending out all these prayers. We're sending out healing to Barbie, who is listening right now. So we're going to continuously sending out these prayers to her. Her and her son, Marty, who is right now in the hospital fighting for his life. Please, everybody who's listening in, who's listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds from here all the way to 3 o'clock, please hold them into your hearts, into their minds. Please hold space for them, please, right now. to help with the healing and recovery that's going on, to help with the healing and recovery for Marty. I've been feeling really good and positive vibes this whole time, like really happy, and just it's been really good. And so it's amazing to get into these spaces of when we don't have to, you know, we there's so much surrounding these things where we worry, anxiety, fear so much that it feels good to be able to get into a space where we can relax and find inspiration and find hope and actually pray and really say, hey, Spirit, I'm here, I'm open. Please, please send miracles, send serenity, send what is needed to heal this and all of healing. So I'm really grateful. I don't really have words right now for exactly what this is, but it's good. It's not a sadness, you know? And that's the thing about the spirit world and mediumship and helping people to understand about grief and sadness. And when we, you know, on the verge of losing someone, or if we've lost someone, or someone's sick or on their way out, or and then life is coming in, all these different things, that the reality is that we're forever. That's the reality, that this is a temporary experience, and we've all made contracts with each other when our time was gonna go, when we were going to say, hey, I'm gonna go at this time, but I'll see you again when it's your time, and I'll just see you again. And I think it is definitely a hard thing to fathom, to just be able to accept, because we're not in the dual world yet of really knowing that. We're not gonna know until we go to the other side. But I personally trust in that. I've personally heard so many different stories about people going to the other side and coming back, and they've all said the same thing. But, you know, regardless of whether you've actually crossed over and then come back or not, if you are in touch with this and you know this and you see this, you know, you can see the other world. You can see the other side. And I'm constantly seeing the other side, and it's beautiful. It's so beautiful. It's not, you know, I've had so many, I can't even tell you how many experiences I've had about knowing what the other side is like. And there's too many, but all I can tell you is that it's just the most beautiful thing. And sometimes it is hard because I want to be there all the time, but I'm here, I'm on earth, and I'm living. And sometimes I have to remember that it's like, it's not my time. So I can't constantly be over there, but that is the ups of being a medium. And it's the ups that is the, you know, the pros to it, is that you get to know what it's like over there constantly. And it's like this ecstasy. It is just this, it's ecstasy. I'm telling you right now, it's ecstasy. And I feel that ecstasy. I feel that when I'm doing this, and you get those moments, and it's like, no, I can't be there all the time because I'm here and I have work to do. But I used to spend a lot of time over there before this actually came into fruition, before I did the TV, before I did the radio show, before I did everything. This all came into fruition. So I'm overwhelmed with joy right now, actually. I'm overwhelmed with, because I can feel the love. There's so much love coming in. And I hope all of you are feeling this right now. Every single one of you who's listening are feeling the love and the healing. It's coming, and it's here. The healing's already here. You're beautiful. Your soul is so beautiful. And I'm just, why I keep saying I'm at a loss of words right now, because I'm having a spiritual experience right now, and I can't really put my finger on it, what's going on, but I'm having a really intense spiritual experience, and I'm having an intense moment. And